The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am so excited to be here. Happy 2023. Happy New Year. I hope you are all doing well, and I am thrilled, tickled, and delighted to be in your ear today. And I'm joined with my company, Anne. Hello and welcome.
Wow. I am so happy that we are here and we get to do this.
It's been a minute.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
We are going to do an entire podcast episode today with my mom dedicated to the wedding. We have a lot actually to discuss.
We're
going to go in chronological order, starting with the wedding. So we're not even going to do bows and lows because it would just...
No.
There's been so many exciting things
The
happening.
Bows is that we're here right now and we're doing it.
Great.
Low is that we haven't done it.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Because I feel bad if we didn't do it, but that's what it is.
Yes. I could not agree with you more. My bow is the same that I'm here with you guys today. Mm-hmm. We just got a little coffee delivery. Elizabeth brought me some iced coffee from Starbucks. So we're really going to be ready to go for this podcast.
We are. I have a little tea. Some little tea forte.
Yeah. So we have our beverages. Maybe everyone grab a snack if you are on the go. You know, just keep on moving. But we are going to start from the beginning with the wedding.
Yes. It's almost been a month. It'll be a month tomorrow.
Yes, it'll be a month tomorrow. So it's been a little time for us to digest. So we are going to begin with the rehearsal dinner, shall we? Yes.
Yes.
So that took place on December 8th, literally a month from today.
Oh, you're right.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't seem that long ago.
No.
So the rehearsal dinner was held at the Marble Room in downtown Cleveland, which is a fabulous restaurant. And it was the same venue and location as the engagement party. And they have something called the Vault, which is downstairs, and you can host parties. And so that is where the rehearsal dinner took place.
Because the building used to be a bank.
Yes, yes.
And so it's beautiful. So the Vault is, you can still see safe deposit boxes and everything. And they have made it just a spectacular venue space.
Yes. So that is where we celebrated the rehearsal dinner. And because the wedding party was just the two sisters and the two brothers, Claire also and Connor invited other people who were in the wedding. So the readers and the ushers were also there.
Yes, they had extra. Three of Connor's really good friends were ushers.
Yes.
In addition to his two brothers. And then two of her best friends were readers.
Yes. So that is who was also at the rehearsal dinner.
I feel like we could kind of set the scene. It was a beautiful, crisp evening.
Yes, it definitely felt colder here. It wasn't snowing, but it was just a chilly evening in Ohio for
sure. Yes, and the whole weekend was actually great weather. The sun, it was supposed to rain, but we didn't really care because what can you expect in Cleveland in the wintertime?
That was nice because you didn't really have the pressure of like determining what the weather was going to be.
No, we just were worried. Like, we never obviously wanted a bad snowstorm, right. So we didn't have that. And the sun was out on the day of the wedding.
It was great. So the rehearsal dinner, we showed up, and there was a harpist, and we had a photographer there the night, the same photographer, obviously, as who shot the wedding, which was also nice. And then there was, like, a little cocktail hour with sushi and appetizers.
Can I back up a second? Please. This is really fun rehashing it all. We had the rehearsal at the church. So
I totally forgot about
that. Yes, we started with the rehearsal at the church. And I have to say, I loved the church rehearsal.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Our priest, Father John, I mean, he's so good.
Yeah.
We've known him since you guys were little. And he just guided you. And, you know, I like to be prepared for things.
Yes.
So the rehearsal was right up my alley because I felt prepared. We brought our shoes that we were going to wear the wedding day.
Yep.
Connor's mom brought hers. So at least when we practiced walking up the aisle and everything, we were in our shoes.
Yeah.
And it was the exact same time. So we could see, we got a feel. And I actually loved it.
I really loved the rehearsal dinner or the rehearsal in the church. But I will say I was so nervous that day. The day before, I was so nervous walking down the aisle. And I remember, so we walked with Connor's two brothers, which was nice because originally I wasn't sure if we were going down by ourselves or if we were walking in a pair, which that took the pressure off of me, like, falling. But I was like, I literally said to Connor's brother, Evan, I was like, tomorrow I will be quivering. So just ignore the shaking.
You were not.
I wasn't.
You weren't.
But for some reason, the night before, I was really nervous. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to
practice
everything.
And Connor's family, I mean, we've said this before, they are fantastic. Mm-hmm. We love them. They're so great. His two brothers are up for anything. They're
so funny.
So
they
nice.
Made
his
the
parents.
Event.
Yeah, his grandma was there. So they.
Jay.
I mean, Julie. I mean, they're just, it's a great family.
Yeah.
So that also,
of course,
made the whole experience wonderful. And I'm going to say that Connor's mom did a spectacular job.
She
planning
did a spectacular
the rehearsal dinner.
Job. It was beautiful.
It was so pretty.
The table settings were gorgeous.
Can I talk about the table settings, which she did?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They were so okay, so she had like wood laser cut wood named place at everyone's place setting. So mine had Anne, and it was a gold laser cut, very delicate. I don't know where she found them online. They were beautiful.
Beautiful.
And just her centerpieces were simple. The space in itself is so magnificent.
Yes.
Because it's heavy wood and it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
So you don't, I mean, honestly, whatever you do looks great. And she just kept it simple in the most elegant way. And she had, you can't have open flame. And she had, she had really nice floating candles and some greenery and a mirror. She did a beautiful job. But what I really loved is she had somebody do cookies, frosted cookies.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it was the wreath that was on their monogram. And then it had their monogram in the middle. And then, I have never seen this before, she had little gold plate stands, miniature ones. And the cookies were resting on those at each person's spot. It was
great idea.
So inviting. She had a menu card. The napkins were folded beautifully. I mean, I love all those details. Mm-hmm. And she had napkins with the C&C on it. She had a neon light.
I'm
kind of hogging this whole thing.
No, you're doing a great job.
But when you came down, you know, anytime you're throwing a party, you want to think about all the different senses. Mm-hmm. And she thought about it. A harpist, a little quartet. I don't even know what it was.
A pair.
Was it a harp? No, there was no harp. There was a violin.
Oh, I swear there was a harp. Oh, the next day there was a harp.
The next day
at
the church. You know what? It was like strings.
Strings.
Ensemble.
Ensemble.
Because a quartet would mean four, and I do not think there were four people.
No,
I believe
no,
it was two. I'm going to call it a quartet ensemble.
Love it.
Love
That's
it.
Exactly
and
what
I love
was.
What I just named
I
it.
I love what you just said.
Yeah, all musicians right now are like, oh my gosh, that is
Get
not
a hold
what
of
it's
yourself.
Called.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it was the perfect volume, you know,
yes.
the best background music possible.
Perfect.
And then for their engagement party, we had done the big lights with the initials with the lights in
yes.
it. Well, Julie found this. She had this neon sign made with the C&C, which is so cool.
It was so chic, too. Like,
yes.
it was such a chic neon sign
yes.
because it was in the block letters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really simple.
Yes.
I don't know where she found it.
I don't know where she did either, but I love it. And it was really cute because Connor's sister-in-law, now Claire's sister-in-law, was like, I just want you to know I've always wanted a neon
I don't
sign.
Know. I was like, I literally always wanted one. And we're like, well, maybe ask for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm looking at Julie. I'm like, you know, if you ever need a gift idea, this one over here would love a
She's
neon
like,
sign.
She's freaking out about it. Yeah,
yes.
It was so funny.
Right. So that was really cute. And then she also had, so at the engagement party, we had a big poster size framed thing with where they got engaged and the C&C. That's where the birth of the C&C monogram was. And
yes.
So Julie did a beautiful one. She took an engagement photo, and I think she did the night before in
so
script.
Cute.
Oh, it
so
was
cute.
Just
I loved it.
And then the fun thing about them is like they're ready for a party, as are we.
Oh. And they, both sides of the family are, and that's another reason why we get along so well, is because, like, they're just ready to go.
Oh, they'll take pictures.
Yes, yes.
They are just, they're just delightful to be around. And then we kind of went with the three of us. That would be you, me, and Elizabeth kind of went with a metallic look.
I was just going to transition into the clothing. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes.
How do you share a little bit about that?
This is so fun to
I know.
Talk and every little detail.
Yeah,
I mean, we probably should
back.
Have Claire here, but we can get her in here too.
Yeah.
Some point. Mm-hmm. So my dress was kind of a tweed with just a little bit of silver metallic running through it.
Yep. And it loved was from the dress shop where we got everything.
Yes. I loved my handbag. And
you had a pretty brooch and a matching
I did.
Bracelet, which
yes.
was a nice, nice touch.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of nodding to the holidays, I would
it
say.
Was.
A party
yes,
brooch.
Yes. It was kind of a cool, like bow brooch.
It was a bow.
That's
actually,
hard to say.
Yeah.
A bow brooch.
A bow
You know what?
Brooch.
Could we
enunciate? Yeah.
Could we ever have a bow
Wait, that's
brooch?
Just like, I totally, we need to do that.
I mean.
Write that down.
For the I know. Write it down. Somebody write it down.
Yes.
A bow brooch.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know why that's
I've never broached
came.
The subject
oh,
before.
Funny. Really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why that just
Nifty.
Now came to us because you wore it again over something over the, over the Christmas season.
I love
season.
My bow brooch.
Yes. I love your bow brooch. Mm-hmm. We need to do a close-up so everyone can see your bow brooch.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so I wore that.
Yes.
And then I loved my handbag, and I just wore simple black pumps.
Yes.
And then you guys were in more gold and black.
Yes.
And I loved both of your dresses. Yours was Alice and Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's oh, so cute with the fuller skirt, metallic.
Yeah.
And I loved Elizabeth's dress.
Loved Hers, Elizabeth.
And we did a little mood board. We gave links. So if you look on the like
things
to know
are,
it.
Things are on the Instagram.
Yes. We did put your two dresses, which are darling. I love them.
Yeah. And I had a big statement earring that we got like a couple days before at J. Crew.
That's right.
Which was really pretty, mm-hmm. kind of like a crystal gold. And I just wore, I remember. Wore my Sarah Flint shoes
oh, yeah.
the night before because I didn't want to wear my Louboutins because the Sarah Flints were so much more comfortable once you break them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Elizabeth wore, oh, these like really cool platform LK
oh,
Bennett
heels.
She's
had those for a
which
while.
She's had for a long time.
Those are cool.
Yes, very cool. And then we each wore, oh, we had little faux fur capes mm-hmm. that we also wore for the wedding. And then we wore them the day before. Were they actually, where are those from?
Kohl's.
That's what I thought because you sent me the link and I didn't know if it was just like a similar version. They're literally these faux fur capes from Kohl's for $30.
You got that right.
And we got mm-hmm. so many compliments on it.
Well, and it's funny because I didn't mention where they were from. I didn't say how much they were. And when you guys were trying on your dresses, I pulled them out and you were all gasping and you loved it. I feel like it has a, it had a sparkly.
Yeah, it did have a little like
something
clasp sparkle.
They were great. They're great. Like you will use those for a
well,
long
everyone
time.
Was like, where are these from? I'm like, guys, they're cold. It's from Kohl's.
Yes, yes.
So, oh, and then Claire's dress, where was it from? She
oh
had
gosh.
A really pretty lace dress, long ooh, sleeve, kind of higher neck.
Yeah, I loved it. It kind of mimicked, it was a little foreshadowing to what
yes.
her wedding dress was going yes. to be, but it was lace and it kind of had a mandarin collar. I loved her rehearsal
mandarin
dinner.
Mandarin collar, that was a good one.
Yes, yeah. And I can't remember where it's from. Again, it's on that mood board. I feel
you know,
like
you linked. I don't know what the brand is called, but I know that they sell it on Revolve. So whatever.
Yes.
It's, again, this is all on my like to know it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the wedding.
And hers was long sleeve, short, a shift, but it had like a nice shape to it. She
yes.
looked. I loved it on her.
And then her shoes were from
Kate Spade.
Yes. And they had little pearls.
Pearls. And a little bit of sparkle as well. And that was part of like. Excuse me.
Oh, tickle.
A little tickle there. I'm
oh,
getting
Lord.
Excited about the
yeah.
shoes.
Yeah.
Those were part of like the Kate Spade bridal.
Oh, they do that. I like that they do that.
It's a
they
sandal.
Actually have a lot of like bridal options.
And she wore a white little jacket that I had.
Yes, which was super mm-hmm. cute as well. And then she wore the Cult Gaia, right? Did I have that correct? For her handbag? What was her handbag? I
oh,
swear
yes.
it was the
she
Cult
used
Gaia.
The Cult Gaia.
Yeah, the
yes.
white one. Which if you are a bride, I feel
one.
Like if you need like a handbag for like your shower, bachelor party, all those events, the Cult Gaia. She wore that in the summer and then
you know what that is a
December.
Great investment and it's also something you can use the rest of your life. And it's kind of nice because then you know it's from your wedding. We had gotten her a handbag for the wedding day and I sent it back because I thought she's never, and I'm glad that I sent it back.
There was no reason for it or
no,
or
she was never going to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing, just, I'm just going to throw things out.
Continue, yeah.
So we know of an acquaintance who her wedding dress got destroyed the day of the wedding.
It did?
She went out on a golf cart to get pictures taken after the ceremony. I mean, it is funny, but it's not funny. And the guy driving, I actually like physical humor.
We love physical humor.
So this is terrible, and she was fine with it. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't fine, but whatever, it happened.
It happened.
So they went out. It was a beautiful day. Luckily, they had already had the ceremony, I think in a church, and they drove out onto the golf course to take some pictures. So side note, don't waste time taking all those extra pictures.
No.
They're coming back, and her veil got stuck under the wheel of the golf
cart. I never heard this.
I'll tell you later who her name is. It's just awful. The good news is she could have actually been harmed because if your veil...
Her neck could have snapped.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ripped everything.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I would have died.
I know. So luckily, she had... Somebody ran home. Maybe it was her rehearsal dinner dress, or I'm not sure if she was going to do an outfit change. She had another white dress.
Okay.
However, you know, and she was a good sport about it from what I've heard. You'd have to be. But because of that story, I made sure that I brought Claire's rehearsal dinner dress.
I didn't know any of this.
To the day of the wedding. Because I thought, God forbid something happens to her wedding dress, she's going to have to wear this one, which was darling.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you could just pretend it was an outfit change.
And just play it off. Because the rehearsal dinner was small, so no one would
Really... We meant to have our necks snapped and destroyed my veil. No, we wanted to rip it to shreds with a golf cart. No. That's what we planned.
It's all part of the itinerary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No.
Well, and it's so funny because, like, leading up, I was just, I think the reason why I was so anxious, which was no reason for me to be anxious because the day had nothing to do with me in any way, shape, or form, was because I was thinking of all of the bad things that potentially could happen. I mean, I
so
feel
many.
Like your mind goes there.
So many.
And hearing
before
this, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't have even prepared for that to be attacked by a golf cart.
Did I tell you I had a backup dress that I brought with me?
I did know that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, again, you could spill something. I did not have a backup dress for you and Elizabeth. So.
But again, like, you know what, actually, well, let's go to the day of the wedding.
Yeah, okay.
So we left the rehearsal dinner it was kind of like a later time. I would say it was like 11:30, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
the
next
day.
Food
was delicious.
Oh, my gosh. The food was delicious. Well, I was like in one of those in-between moments where I was like, this food is so, the Marble Room's food is so good. We went there for my birthday. I mean, it is like amazing. But I also knew that we had like a full day the day before, the day after.
You had to pace yourself.
Enjoy this.
They did a nice champagne toast.
Yeah.
Connor's dad gave a great toast.
Great
toast. Was just a very, I don't know.
It was romantic. It was intimate. It was celebratory. So much anticipation in the air. Mm-hmm. It was like Christmas Eve on steroids.
Yes.
That's how I would.
All great.
And actually, when we were heading down to the rehearsal dinner, I don't even know if Dad remembers this, but him and I had this magical moment, but I felt like it was magical. I'm just making a big deal out of it. We drove down because we had two separate cars, and he was playing Everlasting Love by Nat King Cole, not the one that we all think it is. I put it in my TikTok for the
wedding. Which one
you mean. Was just like we were heading downtown and there was all these Christmas lights and he was playing this song, which I never heard. And it just forever will remind me of the wedding. So it was.
That's a wonderful memory.
Yeah, it was special.
I do remember that because you were like, oh, my gosh, have you guys heard this song?
Yeah.
And it's a classic old song.
But Elizabeth and I had never heard it.
But you had never heard it.
Which I thought was so funny.
Yeah, I love when that happens.
Yeah. So and it was like perfect because I got a TikTok song. But two, it just reminded me of the wedding.
Yes. Yes.
So the next day we woke up at like 8:30 because we had to be downtown at the venue. By about 10 o'clock.
Can we back up about a little bit, though? Because I'm just thinking from the organizational standpoint.
Oh, why don't you share? Yeah.
I just felt really good about getting everything because it's detail heaven. So if you like details, I mean, this is the way to go,
a wedding. This is the time for you.
But I was happy with some of the little things that I did. Like, I ordered from Amazon a set of maybe 10 or 15 white reusable bags.
Yes.
Like kind of tote, you know, thin ones. And I liked that because I had a space in our house. I had a closet with everything hanging that we needed, shoes and whatnot. And then you and Elizabeth each had a maid of honor bag that Claire had given you, which yes. is very helpful.
And we used that like the bachelorette weekend and had it for other things, kind of carried
yes.
it through.
Yes. So that was nice. But then the other stuff, you know, I had to give some stuff to the wedding planner. I kind of liked that. It kept everything really organized. I had tags on some of the stuff.
It was so organized. Thank almost. You. So wait, was it the day of the rehearsal that we put everything in the bags and like laid everything out? Okay. So everything, like literally everything was laid out.
And I had been gathering the stuff. We used Claire's closet.
Yes.
One of her closets to just keep putting things in there. Yes. Handbags, shoes, just so jewelry.
Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. So we had a nice little setup going in her room. And also the day of the rehearsal dinner, mm-hmm. we also tried on the outfits for the brunch. So like those were packed since we were staying overnight at the venue. We had our extra makeup, our daub kits, the pajamas. Everything was packed. You don't want to worry. That's the last thing you should be worried about on the wedding day is like, oh, do I have
no.
like this thing or that thing? It's just, it was, we went to bed after the rehearsal dinner and we knew that we just
and
had to
wake
up.
I, as I usually do when I'm preparing for stuff, spent a lot of time basking in, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I'm organized 100%. And that I have it ready.
Yes.
Because you're then able to enjoy everything just like any other life event. If you
yes.
prepare and you have it ready, if you're able to do that, it made it a lot easier.
I completely agree, but I do think
I'm going to back up again. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. The Tuesday before, we delivered all of the welcome boxes to two different hotels.
Yep.
Because we had guests staying at different hotels. And I had to deliver stuff to the venue because we had favors. I was really happy to do that on Tuesday. Get it out of the house. I knew where it was.
Totally.
So that was a big deal if you can do that early.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
You did do that. And you had your welcome boxes done very early as well, I would say.
I finished those the weekend before.
I think I mentioned that in some vlog. Like, the boxes were done. You had about 35.
Did some extras in case.
Yep, had some backup. Just mm-hmm. always have just buffer, you know, like a little cushion room. And in every little pocket of the wedding planning, there was cushion, which was nice.
And extra welcome boxes was also beneficial because, for instance, someone didn't get theirs and then they got it the next day.
Yep.
And then we were out after the wedding with college friends and mm-hmm. I had an extra and I gave it to them.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice. Or to have them at the brunch if you want to, because then you could – I did give a couple at the brunch just – because people liked what was in it.
Why don't you share what was in it and talk
okay,
about that
so
a little
bit. Okay, so our welcome boxes, I did a big, deep, magnetic white box. And then I took their monogram and I used the website Sticker Mule.
Okay, perfect.
Which I love. And I ordered a big label that went on the top of it with their monogram mm-hmm. on the top, which mm-hmm. is pretty. Then I filled the box with shredded stuff. And I kind of, I always like to pick a color theme.
Yes.
I mean, whether it's the tablescape or the welcome
just a
box.
Regular old Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I decided to go off the emerald green.
100%.
Because you guys wore emerald green, the flowers, the tablecloths, that was our color. So one day, way before the wedding, I walked, kind of checked things out at the grocery store.
Yep.
And I ended up going with, I put two cans of Perrier.
Yep.
Because they're green and white. I ordered those frosted flex glasses with the logo on it, mm-hmm. and I put a can of Perrier in each cup.
Yeah.
So cute. And then I did a split of champagne in the middle.
So pretty.
Underneath the champagne. I could be really boring people.
No,
right
you're
now.
Not. You're not. These are the questions that we want.
Okay. A little muslin bag.
Uh-huh.
And in it, I did, I got those from Amazon, and then I got a little cute pack of Kleenex that said for happy tears.
Cute.
So Kleenex. What else did I do? Neutrogena makeup wipes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Emergency. And I had something else there. Mints.
Mints.
Yes.
Love a good mint.
I did not go down the route of Advil, hangover, all of that kind of stuff.
I do not support excess drinking. Okay? I will not condone that.
I'm like, I'm not going down that route. Like,
no, that's not you.
No, I could have, but I didn't.
No.
I went with...
They're grown adults.
Yes, exactly. Bring your own medicine. Mm-hmm. So I did not go that route, but I did, you know, champagne, water, cute cups, and then
the cups were reusable. To clarify, they looked like my Happy to Be Here. Like,
oh, they're so
like
cute.
When I sold those sleeve of like 12 cups, they were so cute,
really cute.
Yeah.
So those were reusable, and then I did different foods, and also like think sweet and savory.
Yep.
So I did a pack of like a nice size of Godiva mint dark chocolate.
Love it.
Because of the green packaging.
Yes.
So that was good. And then I did our local grocery store, Heinen's, has their own line of things. And these were rosemary bruschetta. And it was a little bag in
so
green,
good.
Like a metallic emerald green. I know. I had to keep going back to the grocery store, though, because I needed 35. And what, for whatever reason, they only put like 12 out.
Of
I had
course.
To go ask, but whatever. And then what was the third thing I had? Oh my gosh, guys.
You had chocolates. You had the little crackers.
Oh, Tate's cookies.
Oh, yes.
Chocolate chip cookies. I order those from Amazon. There's mini bags.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're cute mini cookies. So we kind of covered, and they were nice sizes, so you could really dig in.
They were substantial boxes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then our stationery woman, who I love, Meg Morrow Design.
Yep.
She did a beautiful card.
Yes.
Inside, which with little things that you could do in Cleveland, the schedule, you know, I just followed what most people do.
Yeah, yeah. And then we carried that same like CNC logo with the gold foil wreath around it pretty much on any paper product.
Yes. And I kind of gave them like transportation information that the buses would be picking them up.
Yes.
And so that was kind of nice. So that was the welcome box. But delivering those early was great.
Yes. And the hotel just kept them in the back because, again, you didn't want to be like, you don't want to just take care of it ahead of time and you'll feel great.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what was in the welcome box. Back to the day of the wedding, we got down to the venue around 10 a.m. and we basically just like woke up. We put sets on because we didn't want to put our pajamas on like until we got there.
We did get Claire, I'm just going to keep interrupting,
joggers. Yeah. Yep.
And then she wore her little sweatshirt from her bachelorette that said something blue. So she wore that down to the venue,
so
which was, oh my gosh, it was adorable.
And then we had reserved a room, I think it was on the second or third floor, and to get ready in for the day and to have lunch and to just have a place, a little sanctuary.
It was really so nice.
Yes.
We had chicken salad.
Oh, well, I'll get to that. So then our hairdresser came like right at 10:30. So we had... the venue had stuff set up, like mirrors and chairs, and then the makeup artist came. So it was nice. We just, like, drank our coffee. It was really calm, honestly, getting ready.
It was so calm.
Again, there was
like
four of us getting ready. You didn't even need to get your hair done, so it was...
I did not.
Actually, she teased your hair a little
bit.
She did. It was so funny.
I know.
It was just, like, a little poof.
Yeah, she gave, like, just a little height in the back.
You should do that again.
I think I will.
It looked good. It added some height.
It did. It did.
And then, yeah.
Can I also say that... Claire and I both went. Claire found the makeup artist, and she was wonderful. We went and practiced. We did the airbrush. And that is my tip on everything. I mean, I've talked to a lot of different friends, and they're like, oh, I hated my makeup for this, or I hated it for that. And I think practicing, because we kind of worked through it.
Yes. No, 100%. And once you two had approved it, like, you know, Elizabeth and I knew that it would work. And I had gone in actually twice to practice my hair. And Elizabeth went in once to practice. And Claire went in twice. So we were really – we went into the wedding day knowing exactly what we were going to do. Because it is – there's so many other things going on. You have to have a plan. So we can't stress that enough that – because even with our plan, there was
– well, and we all know I am – I try to be breezy. I have to announce, like, okay, I'm going to be breezy. I am not breezy.
Right.
So,
and that's
just,
what makes, that's why we love you.
Thank
because,
you. So, just sitting down in a makeup chair, random person putting makeup on me that doesn't even know, I wouldn't be able to do that.
No,
I can't.
No.
Not for my own daughter's wedding. Maybe for something else. Probably not. But
no, I was like, I don't know in any, maybe on vacation if you just like,
maybe.
Like, why
like,
though?
I don't think I could though. So, I, you know, I like that I had practiced. She had taken pictures, she made notes. I mean, the lip color we worked on.
We even knew the lip color going into the day. And she was, and everyone was so calm. Like, the makeup artist was fully in control, so calm, knew exactly what she was doing.
And we need calm. I can't handle hysteria.
No, there was a, we'll talk about my hair in a second. But even on the itinerary that the wedding planner had, we knew, like, Emily was going first for makeup, then you go to hair, and then lunch. And then
I did that schedule.
You did that. Okay, so that was great. And then, yeah, we had lunch brought in, nice little chicken salad, very
and
civilized.
And Terry's dad was there, which was also nice. He worked out. He was in the vicinity. you know, I liked that we were already where the venue was going to be, because then I kept leaving and checking on stuff
as it was getting set up,
which was fun. Not that they needed me for anything, but right. I've tweaked a few things here and there.
Made yourself known.
Yes.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up was a huge, like, I don't even know what the word is. And I'm going to call her the MVP of the day, was we are, oh my God, I just literally blanked out. Sorry. The wedding concierge. So
bridal.
We had
bridal concierge.
Bridal concierge. Mm-hmm. So we had a wedding planner for a month out. So we, you know, consulted with her. Whatever we did. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time
forming
those sentences.
I'll help you.
Thank you.
So the wedding planner, it's exactly what you said. I like being involved. Claire and I had ideas. Yeah. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew the venue already.
Yeah.
So we didn't want a wedding planner for the whole entire process.
Yes.
Because like we knew what we wanted.
You can plan anything.
So, but I wanted to make sure that I enjoyed the whole experience, and I did not want to be in charge of lining people. I don't want to be in charge of anything that day. So I loved having the wedding planners. There were a team of five. They kind of kicked in maybe 6 weeks before the wedding.
Yep.
Touched base with all the vendors. You know, even had the cell phone of the transportation guys who are taking people from the hotel to the church. I don't want to be worried about that.
No, no.
So I was really happy with them. And there's just, as everyone knows, there's a lot. Like moving, she moved all of our bags up into our room because we were staying there.
Yep.
Like they just, it was extra sets of hands everywhere. But in addition to the wedding planner, the place where Claire got her dress, Something White,
yeah,
Independence, Ohio.
Yep.
The owner of that store, her name is Rebecca. She recently started a bridal concierge service. And at first when I heard her explain it, I'm like, I don't see why we would need that.
Yeah.
And then after I thought about it a few months later, I'm like, no, I'm going to hire her.
Yep.
Best surprise thing that I did.
Yeah.
She basically, well, she's fantastic. She herself could be a wedding planner, but yes. Claire was her job. But when she showed up, it was like Mary Poppins had arrived.
Yeah.
And she took the wedding dress. She took my dress, your dresses.
She pressed
the pajamas.
Yeah.
Which those were super cute too.
So cute.
Emerald green piped in white. She pressed everything.
Yep.
She helped Claire get dressed. I can jump forward a
basically
little bit.
Well, followed,
she came with us.
She came with us to the ceremony, but she also, we took pictures before the ceremony, mm-hmm. and she followed Claire with every step, with every picture.
Yeah, the first look with
fluffing
Dad,
and everything. Making sure that it was, and it was also kind of good because then it doesn't fall all on the photographer.
Correct.
And it's just like another person kind of in between. But she was just such a calming presence.
She was great.
And she helped Elizabeth and I. She helped you. She came to the ceremony with us. She was in the bridal room.
Yes.
I mean, it was, if that is an option or it's something you're interested in, but you're kind of like on the fence, mm-hmm. which was how we were.
I didn't really, I had never really heard of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, but I'm so glad I did it. She also, Claire had three fittings, which is very common. And the person that did the fittings is in a different location than where we bought the dress.
Right.
And Rebecca goes and picks the dress up. So I never had to transport. She arrived with the dress.
Yeah.
She.
And then doesn't she like.
She takes it. We still have it here because I don't know why. I think we wanted to just look at it some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when we're ready, she will come and take it and, you know, hermetically
preserve
seal it.
It
if that's
yeah.
the right word.
Like
she'll put
okay.
it. Yeah.
Cool.
Like mine's preserved.
Right.
And
right. Put it in
so,
the archives.
Yeah, exactly. So she will do that.
Yeah.
And she took care of like, well, we can get to it, but like changing Claire and bustling her. And
yes, yes. And again, all those things, like when we first bought the dress, we're like, okay, these are simple things. But the day of the wedding, there's so much going on that just having a point person for everything was fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we started taking pictures around 2:00.
Yes.
I mean, pictures were being taken as we were getting ready and kind of just like living our lives. We also opened gifts. Claire gave Elizabeth and I and yourself little wedding presents. And
so
we
sweet.
Had given her gifts, your gifts to her the day or two before.
We did it Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, which
at
I
home.
Really think that was smart because we wouldn't have had time to like really enjoy all of it. So it was good.
No,
that
and sometimes people do open it and it's kind of emotional or whatever. I just wanted to do it at home.
Yeah.
Like
no,
Dad
I thought
and I
really
gave
smart.
Her earrings and
yeah.
you guys gave her a beautiful charm.
We gave her a charm from Tiffany and it had the three of our initials engraved.
It
so it was like
thing.
A little sister gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then Claire gave Elizabeth and I matching Tiffany bracelets that were
beautiful.
Green to match the colors of our dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave you a really pretty
gift.
Oh,
she gave me a beautiful picture frame, Waterford picture frame, and then, some lovely Chanel lotion.
Yeah, for like going off of that
C&C. And beautiful notes. Claire's really...
She's really always good with the...
I love her.
The heartfelt handwritten notes.
Yes, and she gave Dad a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Which is so cute. Like it, and she like had a message on it, and then it was like Claire Bear was on it, like a little hanky to put in his pocket.
It was so sweet.
It was really sweet. It was really nice.
And also something to note, as we were getting ready at the venue at the Union Club downtown, the boys were across the street basically at the hotel where all the guests were staying, and they had a room there and a photographer over there getting ready, taking pictures, shooting content. So then around 2 o'clock, both of the families met in like the venue, and we had
food downstairs for them.
A little crudité.
We did, and some champagne.
And some champagne, which was also nice to just like have a moment, because, you know, you need to eat during these times, because sometimes you forget, and it was nice. Like Rebecca would just come over and bring Claire a few little things of nosh to eat, which was great. And same with Connor. So they did the first look with Dad, which I teared up for that.
Oh, so did I.
I got screamed at because I was TikToking the moment. And they were like, put your phone away.
It was so sweet.
That was such.
And it was kind of cool because you, me, and Elizabeth were upstairs.
Yes.
Like on the, let's say, the second floor. And so we watched her walk down the steps. So we were watching it from above. We were really close.
Yep.
But then the rest of the family, the grandparents and Connor's brothers and his parents, were down at the base of the steps.
So yeah, there were three levels, actually.
Yeah, so we had her covered. We could see everything.
Yes, and we had the two photographers, and then we had a videographer team. They were husband and wife, so they were shooting the whole thing as well. And I was going to say something.
You also,
before this happened, though, Elizabeth and I, like, put our dresses on. We were getting ready. We actually lost our speeches, maid of honor speeches, and we're running around, but they were in the hotel room, so we found them, so it was okay. But it was, like, a moment of hysteria.
Yes, yes.
But then it was the first look with Dad, followed by the first look with Connor, which was so sweet.
Love doing – Dad and I, 29 years ago, did our pictures before, which was kind of unheard of.
Yeah, actually, at the time, I feel like it was still kind of unheard of. People do the, you know – ceremony, big gap, take all those pictures, and then the reception.
Sometimes I think they're doing the first look more, though, before.
Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're doing the first look, and then I loved it. And the reason, because we had it on a Friday night, we didn't want, like, I wanted all the pictures done.
Yep.
Have the mass and the ceremony, and then we just, everyone came right, and the reception started. There was no in-between time.
Yeah.
So... And we really told the photographer, we're like, these are wonderful. Like, obviously get pictures at the reception, but we're not pulling Claire and Connor out of the reception, taking them far away to do more pictures. I wanted them to just have a blast.
Totally. And as much as, you know, I'm on social media and pictures are important, like the living in the moment was what we were here for. And so it was nice because we still had a substantial amount of time before the ceremony to take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And most of them were at the foot of the stairs, which if you go out on my Instagram, you can see they were beautifully decorated. It was a gorgeous setting. They had the Christmas tree at the top. So,
and then we had the florist do the candles and all the greenery on the steps.
All the greenery. I mean, oh, and then on the pillars, you had two big arrangements.
Yes.
And then at the kind of like the foyer table in the middle when you first walk in, candles, greens. I mean, it was really romantic, really rich colors.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of family pictures, a lot of different combinations of people. Again, we all had like a little bite to eat and then champagne.
My other tip that I don't know if this is the spot to throw it into that I have suggested to people, friends who are going to, who are in the midst of wedding planning, if they can do it. You gave your phone to the wedding planner at the beginning of the day.
I did.
So it was really nice for you because you weren't on your phone for like 24 hours or something.
It was like actually the longest that I've gone not being on my phone. But yeah, probably like as we were finishing up pictures before the ceremony, I gave my phone to Kate and I was like, here, take this. She was able to get some content at the actual ceremony. But then we hired the videographer had, I'm going to say like an assistant, and she showed up at the reception and then Kate, the wedding planner, handed my phone off to her. And then she walked around and videotaped for TikTok and for Instagram videos for me because I was like, I don't want to be on my phone. I don't want to worry about getting videos. It's going to ruin the day, not ruin the day, but like I need to live in the moment.
Yes. And the thing is I mean, we still haven't gotten anything back from the videographer. They can take a while.
Right, yeah.
And we had all of this footage the next day.
Yep, yep.
I mean, even if you aren't on social media, like an influencer, I would recommend it to people because you're getting it from a different vantage point. Just, it's on your phone, and then you were able to send it to Claire and Connor on their honeymoon.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't love seeing all of that?
And even the five wedding planners, like, were shooting content as much as they could and then started a shared album literally the day after. So you get, we got a sneak peek, which is pretty much all the pictures that I posted from the photographer. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening to part one of the wedding recap episode. We're going to break this up into two different podcast episodes. So stay tuned for next week to hear more about the wedding details. And as always, thank you so much for listening to Bows and Company. And remember that everything is in fact better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.